Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. Gardaí have begun a human trafficking investigation following the discovery of 14 migrants in a refrigerated container which arrived at Rosslare Europort on Monday. 10 Kurdish nationals, including 2 children, along with 3 people from Vietnam and 1 from Turkey, were discovered on board the ship which had sailed from the Netherlands to Ireland. The migrants are now under the care of the International Protection Accommodation Service. TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, is also involved. Our correspondent Alva Keneally is in Rosslare this lunchtime. Alva, first of all, the circumstances in which this was uncovered, it was one of those inside the container raised the alarm by phoning the Coast Guard in the UK.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. We're just getting further details this lunchtime about what exactly happened, and I'm sure further details will emerge over the course of the coming days as the investigation continues. But it seems that of the 10 Kurdish nationals from Iran and Iraq, one of them was a woman who rang the police in Cornwall in the UK, essentially a distress call. She was in the container, and that's how the UK police got word that this ferry was travelling off its coast on the way to Rosslare, having come from mainland Europe and then arrive into Rosslare. So that Kurdish woman rang, made a distress call, got through to UK police. They contacted the emergency services in Ireland, the police here. And what happened was the captain of the ship, he ordered a search of the vessel when it docked at Rosslare Europort. And that was at 3 a.m. on Monday morning. Obviously, emergency services had been alerted in Rosslare. So they had a bit of time to prepare and get ready to search, or essentially get the migrants to safety and get them taken off the truck. And when they were examined, all seemed to be in good health.
Right. So where are they now? Where are they being accommodated?
So they were taken from Rosslare up to Dublin, where they're under the care of IPAS. Now, given that there are 2 children, Kurdish children, amongst this group, TUSLA has also been brought in to assist in the care of these people, particularly, as, I suppose, in terms of the children. The Gardaí are interviewing the migrants, so they're ongoing, and they do need the assistance of interpreters, because essentially they're trying to establish, well, where did they enter the refrigerated container? How did they end up being in it? It's believed it was loaded in the south of Paris and that it was driven to a port in Belgium where it left for Rosslare.
Now, as the Minister for Justice has been saying, Alva, it is fortuitous that these 14 were found safe and well. So I presume reaction there in Rosslare is, first and foremost, one of relief.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to the independent councillor, Ger McCarthy, and I know he's been on a lot of the airwaves over the course of the morning. But I suppose things are beginning to settle a bit. And I suppose real consideration now is being given to the fact that, you know, this is a port that has grown so exponentially following Brexit. You know, the fact that, you know, there's so many vessels coming in here now, and he believes that this is not the end of it. When I spoke to him before 1 o'clock, he believes that they feel that they're very lucky that nobody died in this situation. And the Migrants' Rights Centre has also essentially said that when people have no alternative, and they responded to questions, you know, from our newsroom earlier, just their take on it. And they feel that it's an extremely risky route. You know, this shows that people are taking extremely risky routes to reach safe destinations. And they feel it's very lucky that none of these 14 people died in the trailer. And it says that Ireland really needs to provide more safe legal channels of migration to ensure that people don't have to risk their lives in this way.
All right, very good. For now, Alva Keneally in Rosslare. Thank you very much for that.